You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. In a speech at the National Archives yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order to create the 1776 Commission, a group meant to promote what he called patriotic history education. During his address, the president criticized the 1619 Project, a series published last year by the New York Times that examines the role slavery played in building America and its legacy today.
The 1619 Project and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, ideological poison that, if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together, will destroy our country.
So how should we teach American history? Just the good stuff or warts and all? Brett Barker is a professor of U.S. history and chair of the Department of History and International Studies at UW-Stevens Point. Brett, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Ron.
Well, what, first of all, was your reaction to the president's remarks yesterday?
Well, my initial reaction was that I think we need to have a conversation about what exactly patriotism and patriotic education is. I think his view, which is sounds like that patriotism flows from a view of the American past where one only looks at the positive, seems to me to be, in the end, a very fragile and shallow patriotism, because ultimately, you'll be disappointed when you find out that there was anything bad in the American past. I think knowing the past, knowing the good and the bad, is what really grows a deeper and more meaningful patriotism amongst American citizens.
It seems like there's two views of the role of teaching history, of the reason to teach history. One, and this is, I think, been in the forefront at some points in American history, maybe a lot of them, is the idea of teaching it is to instill a sense of patriotism. It's a civic boost in a way. And the other is, you know, trying to teach the facts of history and gain understanding of the past, hopefully to make better decisions in the present. Is that a fair way to break down those two approaches?
Those have always been in tension. That's right. I think that many of us, particularly in K-12, receive a lot of history mixed in with civics. And you're right, it is to gain an appreciation of the American system, which I think is fine. But understanding the American system deeply is knowing more than just positives.
We're talking to history professor Brett Barker from UW-Stevens Point about the role of teaching history, the president's call for a commission on patriotic education. You could join in, by the way, with your reactions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How much should history education focus on the downsides of American history, slavery, the treatment of Native Americans, other things like that? Or is the role to create a positive image of the United States for students as they learn? Brett, when we look at what is taught, what do you make of our history curriculum? How does the balance fall between those two poles right now?
Well, I think when it's taught well, and the way it's taught, particularly when one moves towards high school and in college, I certainly think there's some topics at the elementary level that aren't really appropriate, age appropriate. But when you get a little further into curriculum, I think that the teachers and professors are trying really hard to draw that balance, not to simply emphasize either the positive or the negative, but to try to have a more rounded and nuanced view. And I think there's a reason for that. I think the reason is that many people who are consider themselves deeply patriotic would say that part of the project of a democracy is to not only celebrate what we've done well in the past, but to also challenge ourselves to do better. Lincoln, a century and a half ago, said, not only can we all do better, that is, can we continue to live up to the ideals that this nation was founded on? Can we make those a reality? And can we be critical about those times when we haven't and see if we can all do better?
When you put together one of your own syllabus for a course, I mean, obviously you can't teach everything. No matter what the topic is, there are things you put in, the things you leave out. How do you start to sift and winnow, as we say in Wisconsin, to get that balanced perspective?
Well, that's a great question. I think that everyone comes to it slightly differently. I think that I don't come to it with some ideological bent, which seems to be what the president is suggesting, but trying to create a complex view of American history as certainly includes great people. People who have taken my classes certainly know that folks like George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Franklin Delano Roosevelt wander through my classes, but to also try to make history about everyone in the American past. And so that does include a lot of people in the diversity of the American population. And so both the successes and the trials that they've gone through, and to try to give that kind of more full portrait, which I think will give students not only a better understanding of the past, but maybe find elements of it that they can more easily relate to.
Is this idea, this politicization of how we teach history, new to 2020?
No. People have been debating since at least the late 19th century about the exact role of history in education and its purposes. And I think that people, there were people 100 years, 120 years ago, who were arguing the same things about the way history was being taught. And these same issues arise again and again, because in the end, history is contested terrain. It is, there are certainly historical facts, but so much of history is trying to understand and interpret the past. And that is always a complicated thing that people are not always going to disagree on. But I think those disagreements can be helpful. I think that a healthy exchange and discussion about what the past is and what it means is at the heart of a healthy democracy.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Kathy is with us in Lac des Flambeaux. Kathy, hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
What did you want to tell us about, Kathy?
I am thinking that the current president, who I refer to as Cheeto, as in C-H-E-A-T-O, is trying to wipe out the history so that he looks better in the future. I'm currently reading a book. It is called From the Heart, Voices of the American Indian of Lee Miller, and it covers 250 Indian civilizations through testimony, and it's quite enlightening, and I wish that this had been taught in our schools back when, and it would help people just understand other minorities a whole lot better. And
Kathy, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate your sharing that. Brett, I think there's a lot of attention to how and what we teach about slavery right now. Kathy, bringing up another part of American history with obviously a lot of negative sides to it.
Well, and I think that the idea is not only, yes, certainly Native American history is an area of interest of mine. And not only is that a very difficult story, but if you're going to really consider history, American history as being the history of all of us, then the experience of Native peoples on this continent and the impact that the arrival of Europeans and the subsequent colonization of the United States had has to be part of that story. It shouldn't be the entire story, but it has to be included if you're going to give an honest portrayal of what the American past was and how we got to where we are today.
Thanks for that call. We'll go to Steve now in Milwaukee. Steve, hi.
Good afternoon. Yeah, this I'm a former history teacher myself, and you know, I would see this during my career. And a lot of this has to do with how history has been taught for many years, I think. Textbooks are generally kind of awful, and they'll brush over significant things in our history in a paragraph or two. And they're written from the perspective often of, you know, those who conquered, those who won. And another issue is sometimes you're dealing with parents and sometimes you have administrations without any backbone. And some people are looking for a history that's wrapped in the flag and are looking for more indoctrination than looking at the whole picture as your guest is speaking about.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Brett?
Yeah, I would agree. I really admire what K-12 teachers have to do, because you're right. They have to consider the sensibilities of parents. And a lot of K-12 textbooks in particular, because they want to sell and they want to sell in many states, really often try to take out anything that could be controversial in order to increase sales and the palatability of their text. And frankly, what results is often a very sort of dull history of the United States and the American past, which I fear really turns off some students as a result.
Thanks a lot for that call. Some people, Brett, have pointed out an irony. The last time the phrase patriotic education was widely in the news, I think it was late last year, when China was insisting on a new kind of patriotic education in schools in Hong Kong to bring students into that. Is it fair to point out that that comparable phrase being used that and the concerns that it can raise?
Well, I would go back to particularly the idea that what needs to be taught is pro-American history, which I'm not sure exactly what that would mean. But yes, that I think what we have to do is make sure that we're being honest about the past and that we're not trying to use the past for any particular political viewpoint, left or right. I think that in the end, the past needs to be taken on its own terms. We need to understand it in a way and not to use it as indoctrination in any way, which is very much what the Chinese were about there. And I think we have to be very careful that anything like that, nothing like that, ever gets near the American public education system.
Brett, while it may be controversial, are you glad when we have these moments where people are actually talking about history and how we talk about history?
I am, because I think, as I said earlier, I think these discussions are useful. I think that we all sometimes take for granted things that are taught and how they're taught. And I think that if we have a robust conversation as a people about what the American past is and what we can learn from it and how we can move forward and understand how we are in the present moment, we will be a healthier nation and a healthier democracy.
Brett, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you.
Brett Barker is a professor of U.S. history and chair of the Department of History and International Studies at UW-Stevens Point. He talked with us about teaching history after President Trump said yesterday he's putting together a commission to promote what he calls patriotic education.